Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
We started talking about a new trend called downshifting yesterday, Laura. I think we both really liked the sound of it.
I know. I've been working so hard, and I also work late and sleep late, which is really bad for my health. I would really want to work less and get more sleep time. Do you think you'd like to try that, Erin?
I'd like to. I think it sounds a lot better than working all the time and never doing anything I like. I'm not really sure how to start, though.
Well, in today's article, we're going to look at some easy ways you can start downshifting.
Oh, that's great. Let's get started right away, then.
Reading.
Downshifting, a simpler way of living. Changing your lifestyle in this way might seem difficult at first, but it's actually quite easy. For instance, many people are too busy to cook or enjoy their meals. To downshift, set aside time to visit a traditional market for cheap, fresh ingredients. Chat with the vendors. Perhaps they have interesting stories to tell. Create interesting new dishes to try, or stick to cooking your comfort foods. Invite a friend to share your meal. The more meaning you apply to your meals, the more enjoyment you'll get from them. Simple living can often be achieved by reducing the amount of technology you use. When you hang out with friends, play card or board games together. Keep the TV off and put your cell phones away. Instead of turning on your computer as soon as you get home, ask your family how their days went. These types of interactions not only create stronger bonds with others, but also help you learn more about yourself. Give downshifting some thought, because it might just change your life.
So day two of our article starts by saying, changing your lifestyle in this way might seem difficult at first, but it's actually quite easy. Now that's a good sign.
哇，太好了！一开始课文就说要把生活啊变得如此哦，就是说要慢活这样子一个生活形态，在刚开始可能有些困难，但其实蛮简单哦。Okay, and next we read. For instance, many people are too busy to cook or enjoy their meals. Is that true for you, Erin?
It sure is. I never have time to cook at home. Well, we also see the grammar pattern too.To verb in that sentence. We use this grammar pattern to help describe the adjective you're using about a particular thing. For example, we could say, the man is too small for that shirt. We use this pattern to describe how small the man is.
Okay, 所以呢，刚刚我们提到的 too 是 too， 太怎么样 ？OK， 然后后面接形容词，再来接不定词哦，就是太怎么样，以至于无法或是不能如何如何。要举个例子比较清楚啦，比方像是，如果某些电影它可能是限制级的，那我们就可以说 she is much or far too young to be watching this movie， 意思就是哇，她年纪太小，所以她不能看这部电影哦。那刚刚课文呢，我们提到的是说，举例来说，许多人实在太忙碌，以至于呢，他无法下厨或是好好享用一餐哦。I think many people in Taipei are too busy to cook their meals.
Oh, well, I'm glad it's not just me then.
Okay, so let's continue reading. Next, the article reads, To downshift, set aside time to visit a traditional market for cheap, fresh ingredients.
Now, here we see the phrase, set aside.Side. Now this means to keep or save something to use at a later time. So if you set aside money, you're keeping that money to use at a different time than now.
Okay, set aside, 我们可以用来表示空出，像是时间等等，或者还可以用在 set aside, 后面接 money, 金钱等等来表示储存金钱的意思哦。所以刚刚课文提到的就是说，要是想要朝这个慢活的生活方式迈进，你就要空出一点时间。Okay, 他就提到是set aside time, 去怎么样呢？去造访像是 traditional market, 也就是传统市场。 场啦，买一些这个便宜而且新鲜的 ingredients， 就是材料回家哦。
Well, I'm good at setting aside money, but not time. Well, next the article says, chat with the vendors. Perhaps they have interesting stories to tell. So, by setting aside time to go to the market, you're able to make your time there more enjoyable.
嗯，没错，我们来看一下课文刚刚提到的是什么。他说呢，这个与摊贩啊可以闲话家常一下哦，就是跟他们聊聊天啊，或许他们会跟你分享一些有趣的一些小故事啦，或是小趣事哦。其中我们提到的 vendor 就是有小贩或者是摊贩的意思哦。那 vendors are people who sell things, but they don't sell things in stores. They work in markets or at stalls on the street, for example.、Mm-hmm.I guess if you spend some time listening to the people that work there, you could learn something interesting.
Yeah, maybe they can even give you tips on how to cook, too. Well, the article gives us some more ideas. It says, create interesting new dishes to try, or stick to cooking your comfort foods. Stick to is today's shortcut for you, so let's take a break to find out what it means.
Shortcut
for you!
Whoa, watch out!
Is that a skateboard?
Yeah, I just got it. Do you like it?
You almost ran over my foot with it!
Do you want to try riding it?
Is it difficult?
Yeah, I fall down a lot and it hurts. It's okay. Maybe you can stick to sitting over there and watching me.
Stick to? I'm not stuck to anything.
To stick to doing something means to continue to do something and not change.
Gotcha. Stick to is 坚持做某事。
That's it. You can stick to something safe and easy, like watching me be awesome on this skateboard.
What? Give me that thing.
Okay, here you go. Now put your foot here and...
Oh, no. Ouch! That hurt! I should have stuck to watching.
Told you so.
So, you can even keep making the same kinds of things you like, as long as it makes you happy. Do you see the expression, comfort food, Aaron?
I do. A comfort food is something that you eat when you're feeling sad or upset, and it reminds you of happy feelings, so it makes you feel better.
OK, 我们刚刚一直有提到 comfort food, 大家可能会想说啊，什么是 comfort food? OK, 如果要把它翻译成中文的话啊，其实就是令人吃的感觉怎么样，有点抚慰人心的这种暖心食物哦。它可能是你小时候很爱吃妈妈煮的某一道菜，然后长大的时候如果吃到有妈妈味道食物，就会唤起你童年记忆。当然 comfort food 不见得一定是妈妈煮的啦，它可以是用来指 simple food that makes you feel relaxed and happy.也就是任何简单的食物让你感到很放松又很开心，所以如果你心情不好，只要吃到 comfort food 就可以让你感到小确幸，很暖心。所以刚刚Kevin是提到哦，尝试呢要制作一些创意料理，或是可以煮一些 comfort food， 就是抚慰自己的一些舒心料理哦。
Well, one of my favorite comfort foods is macaroni and cheese.The way my mom used to make it. What's one of yours?
It has to be ginger duck hot pot. 姜母鸭. It's so yummy and great to have in the cold weather, Aaron.
Well, I think Canadian and Taiwanese comfort foods are probably very different from each other.
Of course, 因为文化不同，当然 Aaron 老师心目中的 comfort food 可能跟我们的会差很多。他的心目中的暖心食物就是 comfort food, 就是 macaroni and cheese. I love that too.起司通心面，而且还要有他妈妈的味道的那种哦。
Well, next up, we've got one more way to downshift. The article says, invite a friend to share your meal. Now that sounds like the best idea of all.
Yay! Okay, I think that sounds great as well. 所以接着课文有提到啊，哇，这当然煮到了这么棒的这个料理，还可以怎么样？邀请朋友来跟你共进这个餐点哦。Now, the article reads, the more meaning you apply to your meals, the more enjoyment you'll get from them.
Well, the phrase apply A to B means to use a particular method or way of doing something to do something else.For example, if you apply this treatment to the disease, you will get better sooner.
OK, 所以刚刚我们提到的 apply A to B, 就是将 A 运用在 B 上。比方像是 Aaron 老师刚刚提到，如果你把这个 treatment, 这个治疗方法运用在这个 disease, 这个什么疾病的上面的话，哎，你可能很快就会越来越好，有 get better sooner。 那刚刚回到课文呢，我们也是同样用到 apply A to B 的句型，用来表示要是你能添增更多的 meaning, 更多意义到你的餐点里，当然呢你就能够得到更多的满足以及快乐哦。
Well, our second paragraph begins by saying, Simple living can often be achieved by reducing the amount of technology you use.Now, we've got a lot of vocabulary words in that sentence, and the first one is achieve. This is spelled A-C-H-I-E-V-E, achieve. Now, achieve is a verb, and it means to succeed in doing something or getting something you've worked for. For example, we could say, Wayne achieved his goal of winning the 200-meter race.
OK, 所以刚刚课文呢，哇，他提到了好多字哦。当然课文他其实那一句是说用来表示哦，就是简单生活通常可以借由减少使用电子设备来达成。那我们先来一个一个看刚刚提到的单字，像是 achieve 这个字，它这是个动词哦，表示达到啦，或是它还有完成实现的意思。比方像是 he worked hard and achieved success, that means he became successful.、
Mm-hmm.
We also saw the word reduce. Okay, that's a verb, R-E-D-U-C-E. That means to make something smaller in size or amount. Reduce 就是有减少或是缩小或是还有降低的意思。For example, I can say, Jason is trying to reduce the amount of sugar in his diet.
Great. Well, the last vocabulary word in that sentence is technology, spelled T-E-C-H-N-O-L-O-G-Y, technology. Now, this is the new machines and ideas that we use that are based on modern knowledge about science. An example sentence could be, smartphone apps are a very popular part of modern technology. So, by using phones, computers, and TVs less, we live in a simpler life.That makes sense.
Okay. Technology 其实就是科技，像是刚刚提到的 smartphones, 智慧型手机啊，真的就是非常棒的一个科技哦。Okay. 那其实呢，虽然科技虽然非常的重要，我们也常常依赖它，但是诶，如果太过依赖手机啊，或者是电脑、电视等等这样的科技，可能会造成我们生活上一些影响或是负担。所以还是呢，怎么样，要让生活更简单，就是要少用手机，少看电视哦。OK, 难怪呢下一句的 article 就会提到哦一个些建议了。他说 ,When you hang out with friends, play card or board games together.、
Mm-hmm.
就是跟朋友相约出游的时候，哎，可以玩点像是纸牌游戏啦或者是桌游。And the phrase hang out means to spend time with people. OK,、
mm-hmm.
就是打发时间。OK, hang out 还有在某处逗留的意思。For example, I usually have afternoon tea and watch movies when I hang out with my friends.
Oh, well, when I hang out with my friends,、
mm-hmm.
we usually go for dinner or maybe see some live music.
Nice.
Well, the article gives some more advice. It says...Keep the TV off and put your cell phones away.
That's difficult. OK,、mm-hmm. 就是把电视关起来并且把你的智慧型手机也先摆在一边哦。That might be very difficult to do, but they are good ideas.
It's true. Well, next, the article says, instead of turning on your computer as soon as you get home, ask your family how their days went.
Oh, that's a really good idea.、Mm-hmm. OK, 这个课文又在一些建议我们，当然就是除了要就是看长廊当低头族，我们还可以怎么样过得更慢活。他说你可以问问你的家人，诶，他们今天过得如何，而不是一回家就怎么样打开电脑。注意哦， instead of 后面接的就是不要去做的事情哦，有着与其怎么样不如去做怎么样这样子的意思哦。 OK, so the article explains why doing these things is a good idea. It saysThese types of interactions not only create stronger bonds with others, but also help you learn more about yourself.
Well, the word interaction there, spelled I-N-T-E-R-A-C-T-I-O-N, interaction, is a noun that means how you act with or react to the people around you. For example, I enjoy having a lot of interaction with children, so I'm going to become a kindergarten teacher. So, putting away my technology will help me learn more about others and myself.
So true. Okay, interaction 刚提到的哦，这个名词就是互动的意思。所以刚刚课文提到说，诶，像这类的互动不只能与他人建立更加坚强紧密的关系，也可以帮助你更加了解自己。哇，听起来太棒了。
Well, the last sentence of our article says...Give downshifting some thought, because it might just change your life. I know I'll certainly give it some thought.
I sure will too. Okay, 没错，课文后面呢，最后提到就是，哇，要好好的想想慢活的意义哦，因为这可能会因此而改变你的生活，也说不一定哦。Okay, that's all the time we have for our article today, so let's look at our For You Chat question. For You Chat. Okay, our For You Chat question is, what are some other ways you could downshift or live simply?
Well, I don't know about you, but I like to spend a lot of money on my credit card. So if I think I had to live more simply, the best thing I could do is probably put that away, just so that I don't buy things I don't need.
Oh my god, Aaron, I do that too. I buy so much online. Or maybe I should donate my clothes to those in need, hey?
Mm-hmm.
I have way too many clothes and I still buy them.
Okay.
I also spend too much time watching Korean dramas on my cell phone. I think I should really, really try downshifting, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think...It's okay to watch a few Korean dramas when you're relaxing, but if you find yourself doing it all the time, maybe cut some of it out.
Okay, I'll try to do that. Okay, well, that's all the time we have for today. You guys have a chat about this question. What are some other ways you could downshift or live simply? But until next time, this is Laura.
And this is Erin.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Downshifting, a simpler way of living.Changing your lifestyle in this way might seem difficult at first, but it's actually quite easy. For instance, many people are too busy to cook or enjoy their meals. To downshift, set aside time to visit a traditional market for cheap, fresh ingredients. Chat with the vendors. Perhaps they have interesting stories to tell. Create interesting new dishes to try.Or stick to cooking your comfort foods. Invite a friend to share your meal. The more meaning you apply to your meals, the more enjoyment you'll get from them. Simple living can often be achieved by reducing the amount of technology you use. When you hang out with friends, play card or board games together. Keep the TV off and put your cell phones away.Instead of turning on your computer as soon as you get home, ask your family how their days went. These types of interactions not only create stronger bonds with others, but also help you learn more about yourself. Give downshifting some thought, because it might just change your life.
Vocabulary Review.
Achieve. I achieved my goal of losing weight by exercising often and eating healthy food. Reduce. Olivia reduced the amount of television she watched and spent more time reading instead. Technology.Scientists are improving medical technology so that people can live longer. Interaction. My interactions with Sarah are always uncomfortable because we don't know what to say to each other.